Anchored in Jesus Ministries is sponsoring a trip to see Jesus, a musical stage adventure at Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, PA. This will be a one-day trip, July 27th, 2018. The proceeds will benefit Anchored in Jesus Ministries. For details on this group event, go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. That's www.anchoredinjesus.org. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series titled The Great Showdown, God versus Man, from the book of Genesis. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Here by Chance or Creator.
We're continuing on today with our series entitled The Great Showdown, God versus Man. The Great Showdown, God versus Man. And we see that the Great Showdown actually involves a couple of things. And we've looked at three of them so far. God versus Man, the existence of God, where we looked at this whole idea of atheism and the new atheism that's out here today. We've looked at the origin of the universe. We spent extensive time talking about the Big Bang and why the Big Bang is becoming more and more obsolete. The last time I preached, I was off last week, and I certainly thank Dr. Gloucester for filling in. The last time I was here, we talked about the creation of mankind and saw how that God created man out of his own, by his own hands. Is that we did not come from some primordial slime and work our way over billions of years to the place where we are now. But we see that in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, that God created us with his own hands. Today we're going to talk about the meaning of life. And as you look at some of the other subjects that we'll be dealing with, the sanctity of life, the definition of marriage, gender identity, and the ravages of sin. So we're going to look at what God says in his word, and we're going to look at what man has devised on his own. Now, the problem is, and we're going back to Genesis chapter 1 through 11. Now, when you think about Genesis 1 through 11, as I've said here before, that I think God blessed us by giving us Genesis 1 through 11, because it tells us the origin of all things, that we are not left here to try to guess what happened. And that's part of the problem we see with these other theories, these naturalistic theories, that it's just a theory. It's just people guessing as to how things got started. But we thank God that we believe in the Word of God, and that in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, that God has given us a record of how things began. The origin of the universe, the origin of the earth, the origin of mankind, the origin of sin, the origin of marriage, the origin of the first murder, the origin as people spread out over the face of the earth. And if we are on the wrong foundation in Genesis 1 through 11, the beginning of the Bible, the beginning, Genesis 1 through 11, the foundation on which all of the rest of the Bible sits on, Genesis 1 through 11. And if we are on the wrong foundation in Genesis 1 through 11, that's going to knock the whole house off. Somebody said, well, Pastor, what's the importance? Why do you stress, you know, Genesis 1 through 11? And like I said, Jesus, when you read the Gospels, on several occasions, Jesus went all the way back to Genesis 1 through 11, and he says this, have you not read, have you not heard that which was from the beginning? And so if Genesis 1 through 11 is a myth, if it's just poetry, if it's just tradition, then Jesus actually, in my mind, and I don't know about yours, but he loses all credibility. Because why in the world would he refer us back to something that was a myth? Why would he reverse back to something that didn't happen? So that's why I'm saying if we get the foundation wrong, then the whole house is going to be off. So that's why we're spending this time trying to get the right foundation. So that brings us to today. That brings us to today, and we are asking the question, are we here by chance or by a creator? And how important is this? Because if you think about it, if we are just here by some random processes, if we are just here by chance, then that shows that there's no purpose, there's no design, there's no meaning for our life. But if we have been created by an almighty God that has put us here and has intention and has design and has purpose for our life, then we understand what we should be all about. You know, I thought I had got the picture of Monopoly. You know, many of us played Monopoly growing up, and some of us still play Monopoly. But I thought I had got the picture that had the dice, because there was one that had dice. And you know how you roll the dice, and whatever comes up. And that's what chance is. Isn't chance basically rolling the dice? That you shake them up in your hands, and you roll them. Now, unless you are some crooked individual, and you load the dice, you know, pretty much, when you roll the dice, whatever comes up by chance or by luck. And so that's what the naturalists would have us to believe, that we are here. And as I was doing some research this week, you know, I was reading something that says that, you know, and this was somebody supporting evolution, and they said, well, evolution is not by chance. And then they went on to show how that all these, you know, things began to work together and began to come together, and how that life continued to evolve and eventually bring us to where we're at today. So as I read it and looked at their support for evolution and saying that evolution was not chance, then I had to come back to one or two things. You know, either it was chance, or from the way you're explaining it, there had to be some intelligent mind that was working that thing and putting it together, and that it didn't happen just by chance. And so we see that, you know, God has a plan, God has a purpose for our life. And as we look at evolution, evolution has no purpose. It has no purpose and no explanation why you're here. You know, I think of a story that I heard about one of our presidents, Ulysses S. Grant. And there was a Dutchman, and he was teaching him how to golf. And the guy put the ball on the tee and went to swing and missed it. And dirt went up all over Ulysses S. Grant, just hit him in his head and all over his clothes. And so the Dutchman decided to try to tee off again. So he hit it. And dirt went all over him again. And Ulysses S. Grant said, you know, I can see this sport, how there's a lot of exercise involved, but I have yet to see the purpose for the ball. And so, you know, when you think about evolution, you can see a lot of things going on. You can see a lot of things going on, but my brothers and sisters, the bottom line is this. There's no explanation for purpose. There's no explanation for purpose. I pulled down this quote, and it talked about the framework behind evolutionist interpretation, and basically it's just random chance. So I wanted to give this because it's kind of going to be foundational for the rest of the things that I say. The framework behind the evolutionist interpretation is naturalism, which says that, you know, everything happened apart from a divine creator. So it is assumed, and here goes the most ridiculous thing that I think, and again, the question that I'm looking for an answer to, and that is things made themselves, that things created themselves, which is impossible from a scientific standpoint. It is assumed that things made themselves, that no divine intervention happened, that nothing gave rise to something. At an alleged Big Bang, now watch this, non-living, non-living matter gave rise to life. That would be just like taking a concrete block and sitting it there and say, at some point, this is going to give rise to life. Just, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Single-cell organisms gave rise to many-cell organisms. Invertebrates, things without backs and bones and spines, gave rise to vertebrates. And here is the most famous one, right? The ape-like creatures gave rise to man. And they expect us to believe this. Now, let me put this another way. Let me put this another way. From goo to you by way of the zoo. That's actually the name of a book, right? From goo to you by way of the zoo. So that's what basically they are trying to tell us.
We would like to take a short break for a brief word from Dr. Glaze.
Greetings, radio friends. Your cry has been heard. The 2018 Biblical Counseling Conference at Bethany Baptist Church. We will be using the Bible to deliver people from the distressing issues of life. This year, we are focusing on toxic relationships. The workshops at this conference will include identifying and recovering from an abusive relationship, counseling teens through troubling times, identifying toxic relationships and how to break free, dealing with toxicity in codependent relationships. All are welcome. This is just not for counselors or pastors. This is for the everyday layperson in the church. There is a early bird registration if you register before March 31st. For more information, visit us at www.bethanybaptist-pgh.org or call 412-246-4463 and mention workshops. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
But as we continue to look at this whole issue, you know, we see that evolution fails to address life's most important questions. It fails to address. You know, if you believe in evolution, and for me, the fact that I have these questions answered in my heart, that I'm settled. I mean, you know, there are things along the way. I'd like to know why this person died when they died. I'd like to know, you know, why I got sick at some point in time. I'd like to know those things. But the bottom line is that if you have these three questions answered, then you have the answers to life. And that is, evolution cannot answer where we came from. You know, just accident. Some molecules in billions and billions of years ago accidentally bumped into each other and created this slimy mess, and out of that life began. Okay, well, you know, again, you're talking about chance. But when I look at the Bible tells me exactly where I came from, that God loved me so much that God reached down into the earth. He created me by his hand. He blew into me the breath of his life. And then he put me to sleep and he took a rib and created Eve. Wow. I mean, can you get any clearer than that? Opposed to muddling along in some slime. The second thing it tells us, the Bible tells us, why we are here. Evolution has no answer for why we're here. Now, I'm going to give some things that they have come up with why we're here, but evolution gives no answer as to why we're here. Revelation 4:11, for thy pleasure we were and are created. For the glory of God, we've been created. And then it tells us where we're going. Like, now, just think about this. According to evolution, where are you going? When all your loved ones that have gone on before you, give me an answer from an evolutionary standpoint, where have they gone? You know the best answer that they can give is that we go right back. We came out of nothing, and we go back to nothing. And that's the best answer that they got. But when we look at Luke chapter 16, It tells us all that are in a right relationship with God, they go to a place of eternal joy in his presence. And all those who are not in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ go to a place of eternal separation from God. And so if I don't have the answers to life, look at Luke 16. Luke 16. When I don't have the answers to life, when I don't know where I came from, when I don't know why I'm here, and I don't know where I'm going, I would have a tendency to think like this guy that I'm going to share with you right now. Luke chapter 12. Luke 12. No, this is another verse. Now y'all, see, just because I forgot to serve these deacons. That's the first Sunday in a row. Yeah, that's right. It's just two, right? All right, the third time is a charm. All right, now Luke chapter 12. Luke 12 and verse 16. Luke 12 and verse 16. All right. Jesus is speaking, and Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no place to bestow my crops. Okay, again, you know, no purpose, right? No plan. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns, and I will build greater. And there will I bestow my crops and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And so, again, isn't that one of the philosophies of life? And we're going to look at that here in a second. One of the philosophies of life, when you don't know who your creator is, when you don't know why you're here, one of the philosophies is just eat, drink, and be happy. Why? Because tomorrow you die, and that's it. And that was his philosophy. He said he will say to a soul, eat and take thine ease for and eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Life without God is just primarily concerned for the immediate time. Life without God is just concern for right now. That there's no concern as to, you know, why I'm here, the purpose that I'm here, where I'm going. It's all about consuming my life upon right now. If you look at, go to that next slide. The ultimate, there is no ultimate purpose for life behind evolution. No ultimate purpose. Evolution says, things created themselves. Non-life gave rise to life. The Bible says that God is the creator and life giver of all things. Evolution says there was never any ultimate plan, purpose, or goal for this life. Oh, I love Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of peace and perfection and to bring you to an expected end. The fact that God is my creator secondly means that he has a plan, he has a purpose, and he has a goal for my life. And that in this life, I need to be about finding out what it is that God would have me to do. Evolution says that man determines his own truth. The Bible says, No, that God determines what is true. Evolution says man determines his own destiny. The Bible says, no, God sets up one and he puts down another. That God determines my destiny. So you can see the difference between the two worldviews. In one worldview, you just kind of aimlessly wander. But in another one, there is a divine creator who has purpose and existence for your life. I like the Westminster Confession, the Catechism. It says this, number one, the number one catechism, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Man, when I understand that, then my life is about something that man's chief end, that the ultimate purpose, and as you sit there today, you need to ask yourself, are you walking in the ultimate purpose, or are you just kind of floundering through life? Do you realize that you are here, that you have been designed, that your chief end is to glorify God? And I don't know about you, but to sit before him in the morning, read the scripture and pray, to walk and talk with him throughout the day, that is the chief end. And to enjoy God. Are you enjoying God? I mean, we have problems, we have trials, we have tribulation. But my brothers and sisters, if you understand your purpose, you understand that you can enjoy God. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the joy I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. And watch this, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. What is the chief end of man? It is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Wow, you know, I was sitting at home yesterday, and I was meditating, I was studying, and I just began to think. Now, I know that an atheist will argue with me on this. I know they'll argue with me on this. But I was having a hard time. And the thing that I was having a hard time with was to believe that when you sit all alone with your thoughts, all by yourself, that you can't tell me that you don't reach out and say something to somebody that's out there. You know, and as I've heard it said over and over again, that you'll never find an atheist on their deathbed. That all of them, you know, come to the realization that there's somebody that's greater than them. And so I struggled with that because I was sitting there and I said, watch this. I don't know if you, have you ever done this? Now, Lord, now God, you know, and I mean, it was just natural. It just came out. Now God, now Lord, now I'm talking to God. I just was having a hard time in my mind making the transition to say, how can somebody sit there and not say, now force, now energy, you know, that there's somebody, something that's greater than you. And I'm so glad, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found out who that greater individual is. And that I have a relationship with that greater individual. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So, without God, right? Without God, what has man come up with? Let me just share with you a couple of things. First of all, hedonism, right?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Here by Chance or Creator. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Here by Chance or Creator, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Here by Chance or Creator. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Here by Chance or Creator. Or call us at 877-831-5060. That's 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.